720-8320. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, October 6, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I spoke with my engineer this morning, Devin Lawrence, and he said he is restoring all the podcasts and hopes to have them up and posted on the website by next Friday. This week, he's hoping. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Ottaway, county commissioner there in Presque Isle County, McCarthy needs to humble himself. The founding fathers numerous of times stepped down from leadership positions to serve in the chambers again. McCarthy don't understand the people want reps that stand firm for our values. You can't negotiate with the demonic left. Exactly what he did on this upcoming continuing resolution debt deal. The House Freedom Caucus says we have to cut the spending. Spending is causing inflation. Inflation is hurting Americans. You see, it's a tax, folks, that we don't vote on. It's a tax that our congressmen and U.S. senators don't vote on. It's a tax that our state reps and state senators in Lansing don't vote on. Gas prices. Perfect example. $3.79, $3.69, prices all over the place, well north of $3 for a long time. You don't realize it, but that extra $10, $20 a tank, depending on the size of your tank, is a tax. Look at the food prices. Go to the grocery store. It's ridiculous how much more we're paying for food. The electric bills are going up. Everything is going up. It's based on inflation. It's a tax that we didn't vote for. It's a tax that our elected officials didn't vote for. It's called the economy. And when you look at the cost that we're paying for things now compared to the cost we were paying when Donald Trump was president, it's insane. Americans for Prosperity sponsored across the country select gas stations owned by patriots. I think it was a week ago, Tuesday, or 2 weeks ago now. Rob Henschel is the county commissioner, chairman of the board of the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners in Traverse City. He owns Roy's Hardware right there in the corner of 3 Mile and Hammond Road. He dropped his prices to $2.38 a gallon. News crews showed up because the lines were so long. Why 238? When they had been $1.89 on election day, November 8, 2020, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, $1.89 by January 6th. And then January 20th, the swearing in of Biden, gas had jumped that much from $1.89 to $2.38. Well, Rob Henschel lowered his prices to $238, and AFP paid the difference. I called him and talked to him about it. It was $3.69 a gallon that morning. They were paying the difference to drop it to $2.38 the day Biden was sworn in. He said, Randy, as soon as I changed my sign, you should have seen people squealing their tires to pull into my gas station. The line was immediate, and it lasted for 6 hours. People filled up at $2.38 a gallon. It was unbelievable. He said, I've never seen ever those lines that long at my gas station. He said, we almost ran out of gas. Almost. He had just got filled up earlier that morning before he changed the sign. Now, it ties right in. It ties right in with Cliff Tellini's beef sale, because they're saying the prices on beef, pork, even lamb and chicken are going through the roof here in about a month. Isn't it interesting? Right before Thanksgiving, they're saying even turkeys this year are going to be more expensive. This is going to be amazing what is happening heading into a presidential election. Bow in Indian River, $9 for a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise at my local grocery store. I know, I get them at Costco. They sell this huge jar. I believe it was $4.99 the last time I bought it, but it's going up. I got a text message. We'd like to register for the class tomorrow morning. Okay, I will get you the email. I've got a couple of you that want to attend, so I will text you back Roxanna's email, Roxanna at buildingblocksforliberty.org. You register with her today, and they will have the books ready for you guys. So, David and Demi Posh, I will get that information to you. And also, I'm sorry, the number ending in 3183, I don't have you stored in my phone. Can you text me your name and city so I can store you in my phone and then reply back to you? It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. They still have a few seats left. If you guys can text me, boot camp, and then send an email to Roxanna before the end of the day, 5 p.m. today, she said, was the cutoff. And if you're hearing this show repeat over the weekend or Monday morning, this will be repeating at 6:43 a.m. on Monday. Obviously, ignore what we're talking about because the event happened already on Saturday. It's hard for me to do a show knowing that it's going to repeat all weekend long and rebroadcast Monday morning from 6 to 9 promoting an event that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, when today is Friday. That's not confusing at all, is it? Okay, got it. One of the things you have to understand is that this inflation tax that we're paying, it's going to be on the ballot next year. Presidential election, huge turnout. U.S. Senate race here in Michigan between the Republican candidate and Elisa Slotkin, the Democrat candidate. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. And one thing you have to understand, that this is a situation, folks, where we, the people, are going to have to get out the vote. This is going to be turnout. Forget the machines. Forget absentee ballots, drop boxes, all of it. You need to get everybody you know to vote. This is going to be critical. The machines, I don't think, are going to be able to comprehend and calculate and manipulate like they did in 2020. Poll challengers are through the roof. We are watching. We're taking pictures of tabulator tapes. We are monitoring everything. And the Democrats think they have it figured out, that they're going to do a last-minute get-out-the-vote registration effort. Getting people to register last minute, day of the election, that's their tactic. I don't think it's going to work. I think the people are fed up. Matt Gaetz said it right on the floor. He said point blank, we were energy independent. $1.89 a gallon on election day of 2020. $1.89 a gallon for gas. Stop and think about that. We've been paying almost double that amount. Almost. Now, it's kind of interesting timing, though. There is a caveat coming on gas. Winter. Now we get rid of these boutique summer blends. It's cheaper to refine the gasoline under the lowered standards for winter. As a result, oil prices, oil futures, I've been monitoring them, they're dropping. We might see anywhere from 25 cents to 50 cents a gallon drop in gas. We might get down to $2.99. It could possibly happen this winter. But we'll see. We shall see. One of the other components to this you have to look at is taking back the House in Lansing. We're going to talk about the bills they are pushing right now in Lansing. We'll get to that in the final segment. Hour number one, we'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. While the motor voter automatic registration, registering people to vote when you go to the Secretary of State's office or online, you will automatically be registered to vote, transferring titles, buying renewal tabs, renewing your driver's license. It doesn't matter. You'll be registered to vote and then get a letter in the mail 30 days later saying you have to fill this paper out if you want to opt out and not be registered to vote. Massive voter registration bills pending in Lansing this week. Also, you know, the China battery plant, Goshen, Big Rapids, local government stopped it. They went to the EPA in Washington, found the wetlands that I told them they were going to find on the parcel of land that large, and shut it down. Well, the Democrats in Lansing this week, you know what they're talking about doing? Moving all zoning ordinances away from local government. Take it away from your cities, your village, your township, and your counties, and move it to Lansing, where they could control the zoning in your local community. Folks, this is the biggest power grab that I have ever seen in my life. Been doing this show for over 11 years, was involved in running for state senate back in 2010. I have never seen the potential for a power grab this large ever. Shut down zoning in local communities and move it to Lansing. It's coming. I haven't seen the bills. I don't know exactly who the sponsors are, but this is what they are up to. Why? Because they, the Democrats, who have temporary control of the House, Senate, and the governor's office, wants to approve zoning for the Chinese battery plant in Big Rapids. This is unbelievable. But this is the kind of stuff they're up to. And then, of course, don't forget, they're going to be ending their legislative session soon. They want the 90-day clock to start ticking on all of the bills that were passed in the House and Senate, sent to the governor, signed into law, that did not have immediate effect. Six Republican state senators did not vote to give it immediate effect. Red flag laws, safe storage laws, registration of long rifles, moving our presidential primary up early to February 27th, costing Republicans delegates at next summer's Milwaukee national convention where the nominating process will take place to finalize the Republican candidate for president of the United States. Michigan, having 55 delegates normally, will be reduced down to 16 because of the Democrats' ploys that they have passed and that Whitmer has signed into law. Well, Christina Caramo and the state committee passed a caucus convention that will be held on March 2nd that will get us back the other 39 delegates that the Democrats tried to steal from the Republicans. Folks, you have to understand, we are at a complete war right now with Lansing. They are wanting to take away our rights, our freedoms, our liberties. They're even trying to take away the Republicans' voice at the national convention next year, wanting to make Michigan more relevant in the early primary caucus voting. This is absolutely the most tyrannical governor and Democrat-controlled House and Senate I have ever seen ever in my life. I told you if this happened, we would be California within a year or two. It may be happening right before our very eyes right now, the first year. Forget a couple of years. They're going to do it this year. Their energy plan that they're pushing, reproductive health that they're pushing, now they want to take zoning control away from local communities and give it to Lansing. And every single person who interacts, whether you're a citizen of the United States or not, you will be registered to vote in the state of Michigan. This is insanity, people. I talked with State Representative Neil Friske late last night. He goes, Randy, we cannot believe what we're seeing in Lansing. Driving home late last night. I said, yep. Welcome to my world, because I have to monitor this stuff. I have to read the bills. I have to look at the committee assignments. I have to look at all the stuff they're pushing. And honestly, folks, I feel like I'm playing that game whack-a-mole. I no sooner whack over here and three more pop up on the board. This is unbelievable what's happening. But they don't care. You see, they have the votes. They have the power. Republicans, are you watching? Are you watching how they are doing this? Because if you ever get the power back, this is how you govern when you have a small majority. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp